by applause from one or both sides of the center aisle, which cleaves the two political parties in the House chamber. In 7 State of the Union appearances before Congress, President Eisenhower scored as high as 57 interruptions for applause in 1953, mm-hmm. and as low as 5 interruptions in 1957. Mm-hmm. His average was 33. Mm-hmm. His 2 other State of the Union messages were read by clerks. You see, not all of these have been given by the presidents themselves.
Hmm.
So that's going to figure in this, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, that will give us a picture back through Eisenhower, you see.
Uh-huh. You don't have it in just...
year by year.
62, 61,
well, no, I'm going to get that, though,
uh-huh.
but I wanted to give you this much.
This much.
See if that might...
Fine.
Now, of course, now some of these, for example, in 1962, they don't even mention it. So I'm going to run into that, too.
Uh-huh. Yes.
That's why I thought I'd better call you and give you this.
This
because
much.
It gives you some statistics that you could base, you know, some conclusion on.
Yes.
To say the least. Now here, in 1963, let me read you this to show you the catch to some of this. In the New York Times of January the 15th, it says, speaking of Mr. Kennedy's speech, State of the Union message is President's happiest. And it says, normally the galleries clock 30 to 40 bursts of applause to a standard State of the Union speech.
Mm-hmm.
Today there were only about 15. The House didn't even clap when the President told them they were going to have the fun of cutting taxes this year. And yet, this was the happiest of the President's 3 State of the Union reports. During the first 2, in 1961, 1962, the President offered little for anyone to applaud. His first message said that things were bad and very likely to get worse, and his second reported only small improvements.
Mm-hmm.
Then it goes on and says, let's see, there was something else here. Well, no, that was the end of it, as far as to give you any idea. You see there, in 1963, about 15, they say.
Mm-hmm.
In 1962, the New York Times made no reference to applause that I could find.
Mm-hmm.
In 1961, 37 times.
Mm-hmm.
In 1960, 31 times.
Mm-hmm.
Then, as I read you... from this first article, you can get an idea about Eisenhower's record.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to take this down word for word? What do you think?
Well,
or do you want me to go on year by year and see if I can? Now, I may not be able to find it each year.
That's right.
So that's why I thought you might want this first little article word for word.
Uh-huh. I've made enough notes off of what you said to take care of the incomplete report.
Yes.
So if you could just get us what you can in the morning.
All right. Fine. Now, let's see. You're Mrs. Roberts, and what is your extension there?
2193, but you could call Mr. Weeder or me tomorrow.
2193.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, now I'll go ahead tonight and try to get what I can year by year back to 53 to confirm what I've already given you.
All right.
And then somebody will have to carry on in the morning when they can get over to the rest of the papers back through...